In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Feast of Christ the King was established in 1925 by Pope Pius XI. It was a time of widespread confusion after the end of the First World War. Four great empires, the German, Austro-Hungarian, Russian, and Ottoman, had fallen. The boundaries of the countries of Central and Eastern Europe were being redrawn. And everywhere there was a feeling of hedonism, of moral confusion, and a loss of traditional values. The intention of the Pope was not to proclaim, like the Feast of the Novus Ordo, the eschatological kingdom of Christ, the King of the universe. That feast takes place on the last Sunday of the liturgical year and asks us to look forward to the end of the world and the second coming. But Pius XI placed the traditional feast of Christ the King on this last Sunday in October, just before All Saints' Day, because he wanted to emphasize the political and social reality of Christ as King. This is not to deny, as the Pope said, that his kingdom is spiritual and concerned with spiritual things. On many occasions, when the Jews and even the apostles wrongly supposed that the Messiah would restore the liberties and the kingdom of Israel, Jesus repelled and denied such a suggestion. When the populace thronged around him in admiration and would have acclaimed him as king, he shrank from the honor and sought safety in flight. Before the Roman magistrate, he declared that his kingdom was not of this world. The Gospels present this kingdom as one which men prepare to enter by penance, and cannot actually enter except by faith and by baptism, which, though an external rite, signifies and produces an interior regeneration. This kingdom is opposed to none other than to that of Satan and the powers of darkness. It demands of its subjects a spirit of detachment from riches and earthly things, and a spirit of gentleness. They must hunger and thirst after justice, and more than this, they must deny themselves and carry the cross. Christ, as our Redeemer, purchased the church at the price of his own blood. As priest, he offered himself and continues to offer himself as a victim for our sins. His kingly dignity partakes in a manner of both these offices. Yet it would be a grave error, on the other hand, to say that Christ has no authority whatever in civil affairs, since by virtue of the absolute empire over all creatures committed to him by the Father, all things are in his power. It is only by accepting Christ as King in our hearts that we are able to be converted and saved from the world, the flesh, and the devil. And therefore, the Pope asked us each year on this celebration of the Feast of Christ the King, to renew our dedication to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And so I'll read an act of consecration. There are several acts of consecration to the Sacred Heart, and the one I'm going to read right now was written by Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, who was the great promoter of devotion to the Sacred Heart. But if you'd like to go home and recite another one, please feel free to do so. In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit. O Sacred Heart of Jesus, to thee I consecrate and offer up my person and my life, my actions, trials, and sufferings, that my entire being may henceforth only be employed in loving, honoring, and glorifying thee. This is my irrevocable will, to belong entirely to thee, and to do all for thy love, renouncing with my whole heart all that can displease thee. I take thee, O Sacred Heart, for the sole object of my love, the protection of my life, the pledge of my salvation, the remedy of my frailty and inconstancy, the reparation for all the defects of my life, and my secure refuge at the hour of my death. Be thou, O most merciful heart, my justification before God thy Father, and screen me from his anger, which I have so justly merited. I fear from all my own weakness and malice, but placing my entire confidence in thee, O heart of love, I hope all from thine infinite goodness. Annihilate in me all that can displease or resist thee. Imprint thy pure love so deeply in my heart that I may never forget thee or be separated from thee. I beseech thee, through thine infinite goodness, grant that my name be engraved upon thy heart, for in this I place all my happiness and all my glory, to live and to die as one of thy devoted servants. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.